wrestling time. Welcome to Flesh Wound Features presents Squared Circle Society, sponsored by UEW. Gentlemen, how goes the day?
Not everyone at once. All goes well with me. How about yourself, Ozzy? And Dan, I guess you
ladies
do.
First. I apologize. Sorry, Tom. I didn't know you didn't know.
Well, you left dead air, so I had to speak.
Todd, if you keep doing that, I'm going to call you freshly squeezed Todd from now on. You're really close.
Hey,
don't,
yeah.
Myself,
don't make me start it off on After Dark, because I could set Dan off immediately with one topic.
Ah. Oh. That would set Ozzy off too, Todd, in fairness.
No.
Maybe we save that for the end.
For the 9 o'clock hour.
Round after 9:30.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm hoping Dan can keep it to himself.
I'm keeping it to myself. It's disgusting.
Okay.
But okay. But wrestling related disgusting. So, yeah, there's that. Anyways. So, last show until I'm down in L.A., so that's going to be cool. We have quite a few things to discuss tonight, but we have to kick it off talking about the epic, awesome, get your tickets now, UEW Hellbound coming this October 19th, right? 19th?
Next Saturday.
There you go. There you
and
go, next Saturday.
And the 20th will be at...
9 days away!
Okay, there we go. Come on, Ozzy, hard sell mode.
Shut up. Anyway, continue, Dan.
Well, yes, you can get your tickets now through fleshwoundfeatures.com. If you haven't gotten your tickets yet, we've been hyping this on Flesh Wound Radio. But this is the wrestling show, so yes, we're going to do it again.
And we should throw out there, if you can get discount tickets on the website up until the night before the show. Otherwise, general admission goes up to 20. So
yes.
keep that in mind.
Plan for it now. I am bringing the hat. So fuck you, Todd.
You have to
get it off of me.
You remember, I'm not picking you up at the airport if you're not wearing the hat. I'm just gonna drive on by. I already told him this.
What are you gonna do if I'm murdered by crystal meth tweakers somewhere, Todd?
Then I'm just
you feel horrible.
I will eulogize you and be like, if he'd only worn the hat, he would have been alive.
And then he would finish it with Dan screwed Dan.
That's messed up. It's messed up. Do I get the memorial show though? If I do get a memorial show, I'm gonna pick the card now just in case.
It's gonna be all Aiden Way matches versus Johnny Suave. Oh, I should so censor that, but whatever.
Well, it is live, so
Todd just dropped the pipe bomb.
Well, nothing they haven't heard me chant at them in at a show. So that was.
Don't get punched again, Todd. You need to get punched again. If I'm going to be there, it has to happen while I'm there. I don't know who will punch you. Maybe Tornado will bitch slap you. I don't know, but somebody's got to.
All I know is Tornado's got a new theme song. I can't wait. That's what he told me. I got the lowdown.
Ah, okay. Oh, interesting. Yes,
he always
Hellbound
changes up his theme song. That's just
yeah. Thing. I was gonna say. Yeah. I was actually watching some early Tornado PWG stuff the other day that I hadn't watched in a while, and yeah, it's gonna be great to see him live again. And you get a little bit of everything on this UEW card. Steel cage match, which I promise will be better than a other certain cage match we'll talk about later.
I don't know. I think they're adding DQs to the end.
Don't get me like on a rant yet. I mean,
well,
come
before
on.
That, why don't we have Ozzy tell us the card?
Yes.
I heard you
well,
got a scoop even.
To the rest of the card. Yes, I do. I have a quote scoop, and I'm going to make that breaking announcement right now.
Oh, can I ask you?
Did
Randy Price give you the scoop? Because he's the investigator.
Can we not talk about Randy Price right now?
Okay.
What does Randy Price have to do with anything? Can you answer that question? If you can't answer that question, why bring it up?
Okay.
Stop being a jerk, Todd.
I don't know how to not be.
Not helping anything. Not helping anything.
I'm sorry. Ozzy's in the mood today.
Oh, no. No, it's not me being in a mood. You know exactly why I'm upset.
I'm not even supposed to be here today.
That is not right. So, anyway, my breaking news announcement right here, the women's division match in a body bag match stipulation will be Candy Girl taking on Ioka. The two had previously met in a triple threat match back in June, and now Candy Girl escapes with the win in that match. Now it'll look like Ioka will be exacting revenge.
I have a question.
In this body bag match. Yes, Todd.
Do we know if Ioka's the one who took out Candy Girl? Or do we have to check UITV? Do you have any more scoops?
I don't. You know what? UITV had already run, and I don't think we had any information from UITV.
So
hopefully next week, maybe next
week.
That
would
be
awesome. Okay,
Yeah.
We got to keep on top of that stuff.
Okay, that's funny. Yeah, no, sure. Yeah, we have to keep on top of that. Yeah.
Well, no.
You know what, Todd? You're not more important than the rest of the Hellbound card. So if you don't mind, I'd like to continue if that's all right with you. Todd, may I continue with the rest of the Hellbound card?
Please.
Okay, great. Thank you. In a tables match previously announced, Urban Juggernaut Sean Black going one-on-one against Snipes in a rematch from Passage to Pain. As Sean Black was initially protesting, he did not want to wrestle Snipes, did not come prepared, was actually drinking minutes before the contest, and now he'll be ready for this one in this tables match. And for the tag team championships, it'll be the Lotus Initiative, Terex, and Lord Atu going up against the current tag team champions, Human Tornado and Jimmy Mayhem, as well as the heavy hitters in an I don't give a fuck tag team championship match. This match is going to be a lot of fun, and this is referencing the tag team match at Passage to Pain, as Human Tornado unofficially announced that match as an I don't give a fuck match. This one will be officially listed as such. And in a contest for the UAW Eastern Pacific Championship, it'll be the PVA defending against Chaz in a catch combat cage match. And in a ladder match for the UITV Championship, I have to censor myself when I'm explaining, we have Guy Cool looking to capture his UITV championship from Passage to Pain when he lost it against Red Bat. The reason Red Bat got it, well, one could argue, is the involvement of one Shiloh Greaves, who somehow is in this match, and it's a triple threat ladder match for the UITV title. I'm not going to spend any much more time on this. I'm just going to announce the main event. For the UEW Heavyweight Championship, Fern Owens challenges Homeless Jimmy, and that will be in a steel cage.
Nice.
That is one hell of a card.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty sweet. I'm excited.
Wow.
For that catch-combat cage match. That sounds really fun.
The catch-combat match?
Yeah, the catch-combat cage match.
And you keep saying it.
I know, it's fun. I'm just excited to see to see it. I'm excited to see it. So,
okay.
I hope you guys are excited for Hellbound. If you don't have your tickets already, get on UAWWrestling.com or FleshwoodFeatures.com October 19th.
Yes, and
I... the Sports Complex in Long Beach. Dan's going to be there with his hat. Somebody might shit and claim the bounty.
There's a bounty on you too, Todd.
Yeah.
I haven't brought it up in a while.
Yeah.
Punch Todd in the balls, I will match the bounty. Legit punch, though. I want just potato him right in the nuts.
Yeah. I can wear a cup on potato.
It'll happen, Todd. It'll happen, Todd. I don't think it matters. If you get kicked full force, I think you're feeling that no matter what. I've never worn a cup, but I think you'd feel it. I think you'd feel it. But, yes, this is going to be an amazing card. The blood is going to flow. I don't even know what I'm most looking forward to on this one, because it's just such a diverse lineup. You will definitely like the cage match better than Hell in the Cell. I think we can pretty much guarantee that. And Todd, have you talked to Randy Price? That little bitch is hard to get a hold of. Did he tell you definitively that there will be no disqualifications in the cage?
No, I don't know if Randy's the person to ask on that one.
Well,
maybe he got some secret video in a meeting. Who knows?
Well, I don't know. Well, maybe do you have some sort of beef with Randy Price?
He is, dude. He's a dick.
I don't know. I think Ozzy's threatened by his backstage interviewing skills.
Well, maybe there's another match that can be added to
Hellbound. I'd pay to see that.
I'm retired.
Remember the old tuxedo match? Harvey Whippleman. And you remember that? Finkel?
I do.
Nobody remembers the tuxedo match. Come on.
I do.
That was classic.
I just said I do.
All right.
Can you not hear me?
You no-sold it again, Todd. You no-sold it, freshly squeezed, Todd. God damn it. Awkward pause. Hitting you with my best stuff.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I have a mute button.
That's messed up, Todd.
Unfortunately, it's not effective 24/7.
There you go. Yes, unfortunately. Ozzy, how are you going to get through two movies with him?
We do fine at the movies.
That is an excellent question.
Oh, is this supposed to be like a gimmick now? I'm not supposed to say that.
What are you talking about, Todd? You're being ridiculous.
I know.
One of us has to go and gimmick for that. I'd be a good silent Bob. I could be good.
You're going to dress as the Joker and scare everyone?
That's fucked up, Todd. That's fucked up. Can't be Joker. I don't have the body type. I'm more of a Penguin, Todd. Too tall for Penguin, though, too. Can't even pull that off. But all right. Without further ado, all of Todd's nonsense aside, let's get into our topics for the evening. All right. Well, where should we start? So week two of the Wednesday Night Wars. I wasn't too kind with AEW last week, but... I don't know. This week I thought it was better. I will give them credit. This was one of those weeks where I felt, in general, I still think the wrestling's much better in NXT. But if we're grading it week to week, I felt AEW did improve quite a bit this week. They definitely have a tag team division that they actually take seriously. That's one thing that they absolutely do better than WWE. And there you go. So I'm not just a piss on AEW guy. I still have some issues, but...
We got a caller. Is this Randy Price?
Oh, yes. It's totally Randy Price. Do you hear me?
We hear you good, Randy.
All right.
All right. Well,
what's going on? What is this?
It's Randy Pratt.
It's our director of operations doing a really bad Randy Price impression.
Oh, I see.
I don't drink enough Kool-Aid to act as like Andy, like Randy Price. That kid's hyper on something.
Well, I know, he should be more chill like
hey,
Ozzy
you know
V.
Hold on a second. Can I take a little bit of a second before we move on? How do you feel about Shiloh Greaves in this match for the UITV title, considering what happened at
the last show?
Yeah.
Good person to ask.
Because I feel I'm the only one
that's
pissed off about it.
Because it's one of those things that if I say something now, I will regret it later. And I don't want to say anything. Maybe
do we
be
even,
like defamation lawsuits and shit if I say anything.
Do we even know how
this
happened?
I'll tell you this right fucking now. This is the first I've heard about it. You guys might want to find a new sound guy.
Well, I know when maybe they have a free day, but we got you, Bob. We'll make sure you're okay.
All right.
I promise.
Ladders are easy to be tipped over. Fuck
yeah.
Shiloh.
Just pretend it's Supreme. Well, that didn't sound like the way I meant it. I meant very specifically at pretend it was Supreme at Baptize in Blood, too. That didn't sound right. My bad.
He's lucky it's not a scaffold match. There's history
got
there.
We're chasing a raccoon right now.
Really?
Yeah.
A literal raccoon.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. Oh, man. Yeah, he stayed out of my
super
yard.
Kick it.
All right. On that note, I'm sure Ozzy's somewhere
behind
his
first parrot. Time deathmatch weapon. Just get it and, like, keep it in a cage
raccoon.
And just toss it on. Yeah.
Well, we could put
it
a top on the
something.
Cage for, for the main event at Hellbound, and we'll throw some raccoons in there. All right, Dougie, I'll talk to you later.
There you go.
And then,
yeah.
And then can it have? Then hopefully it doesn't end in a DQ too.
There you go. Hey, better than Kennel from Hell. Better than Kennel from Hell. Raccoons are vicious.
Shit, dude, I love Kennel from Hell. That was what Unforgiven 99, right?
Yeah, sounds right.
Yeah,
Kennel
so,
from
yeah.
Kennel from Hell or the main event from Hell in a Cell?
I'd take Kennel. You know what? I would take Kennel in a Cell because at least it tried to finish a story. That whole Big Boss Man, Al Snow storyline with Pepper the dog, like, that was great, dude. Like, feeding his dog to him. Like, holy shit. And I was only, what, a few months into wrestling at this time. So my, like, brain was like, oh, this is cool.
Right.
Boss Man was fucking savage back then. It's like,
I like that Boss Man. I like both, but
that's like the best Boss Man hell, the best Hell in the Cell is the one with Boss Man, right?
Right.
So
I was gonna say the match payoff.
Come on,
weren't always great.
You got hung.
He did. But
Edge
oh,
and
man.
Christian came out from the ceiling. That was also cool.
Yeah, there was a lot. That was a good show.
So how's everybody been?
We're doing good. We're doing good. How have you been?
Good. Ozzy kept me off the show for a while to take some derailment classes. He wants me to stop derailing the show as much.
I can tell from your presence already that the classes have done well.
Well, I mean, it's not like there's much to talk about in wrestling. WWE
yeah.
sucks. AEW's all right. WWE, though, that's where it's at right now.
I have to coast
yeah.
and I watched that today.
I enjoyed that power show from start to finish. There was never a moment where I was like, I'd rather be doing something else right now. Like, they kept
– let's talk about
the pace of it was quick, dude. Like, the only complaint I have was that there's no theme music for anyone.
And
but
honestly –
it was so quick and the crowd was so loud, like, it was still okay.
I wouldn't have noticed that. I wouldn't have noticed that if you wouldn't have said it. I mean, I would have noticed by the main event, but the first half, I didn't even pay attention. It didn't register till the main event and when there was more time and they were coming out.
Yeah, I think that's when I really was like, you know what? There could have been some music right here. It was right after the promo when Aldis came out.
They can all come out to Smashing Pumpkins songs.
Yeah, of all people, you think he would do that. I did have an argument from one person I was talking to, a certain lawyer person, and he said that it doesn't need it. It doesn't need music. He said that the music creates, you know, this falsehood in, like, characters. And I told him, I was saying, like, you could do it right. Most people nowadays want this huge fucking intro. And it needs to be all fucking crazy. But if you just fucking look at Austin's song, dude. Basic fucking two fucking chord song with a fucking window breaking in the beginning. And that's gold. That's all you need. They just need to cut it back a little bit.
So well, and the problem
is a fine line.
And then if you're on the indie circuit, everyone wants the coolest song there is. And they're picking good songs for what they think is a good song instead of what a good song for their character is.
Yeah.
So I totally agree with that too.
Yeah.
And a good song.
Did you check out Power?
Excuse me?
Of course, and that is God on it.
I can only hear when one person's talking at a time.
Sorry. Have you checked out Power?
Yes, I did. And you know what else I loved was the fact that there was only false finishes in the main event match. Whereas AEW had false finishes every, like, man, it was a lot.
Yeah, it seems like no one can book properly without fucking false finishes. And it's like, you can do other things, guys, you know. It doesn't need to be fucking DQs every time. There doesn't need to be all this bullshit.
At 1 hour... what they did in 1 hour.
It was perfect. I think that show is going to do tremendously. I think it's going to do great.
It also leaves you wanting more.
Even though, swear to God, the fucking graphics for the show are kind of cheesy.
Yeah, but it fit with what they were going for.
It looked like there's this Cartoon Network called The Amazing World of Gumball, and it literally looks like the intro to Amazing World of Gumball.
But, you know, since we're talking about this, we got to talk about the musician entering the wrestling business that's going to change the game. It's all done now. Hootie Who.
Wait, what?
Hootie
from Hootie and the Blowfish?
No, Hootie Who, Master P. Make him sing,
I thought Hootie Who was Mark and Brian.
I don't fucking know.
Fucking DMX is the fucking... No, that's DMX. God damn it, Master P's... right?
Yes, make him say there we go.
You weren't a fan of the No Limit Soldiers in WCW?
Oh, all I knew was somewhere Ahmed Johnson is sitting at home like waiting for that call.
Yes.
No Limit, call me.
He can't get up off the couch anymore, Todd.
he plays Suge Knight, so he should never be a part of the No Limit Soldiers anymore.
He can return as Suge Knight. Just make it his gimmick. I don't know. I'm kind of scared to see what he looks like now. I have a feeling time may be very fat. I have a feeling.
Death is over his shoulder at all minutes. Or he has a fried chicken chop.
That.
I could see him having a fried chicken chop. Ahmed Johnson's fried chicken.
Boy, because Chicken's delicious.
Biscuit for $1.99 biscuit.
I think Ozzy's getting upset.
What the fuck?
Sorry. I should have come back. Wait,
that's
wowing.
I knew you were working on a drop. Stupid.
I heard that earlier too.
I tested it out earlier. I'm like, did I shoot myself? And then the fucker drops the drop. That was the first. He made that like in the last 2 minutes. Am I wrong?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I take that as a, exactly.
What the fuck?
God damn it, Todd.
You're going to be on Flesh and Radio now too, Ozzy.
It's actually kind of funny.
NWA was a breath of fresh air. It really was. And, I mean, I've, like, casually followed it, and that kind of segues into a discussion point today. Like, for what we saw, again, 1 hour, who knows, next week may not be as good, but could traditional old-school wrestling, like if NWA got a TNT-style deal, would they be able to compete ratings-wise with AEW and WWE? Would they be able to, you know, shock the world like AEW is doing right now?
I think they got to stay on the YouTube platform, go to Twitch or something. I don't think they should be trying to compete with the network ratings and shit like that.
Yeah.
That'll bog them down and totally derail them. They use that in one of the as an example in the classes that Ozzy made me take.
Excuse me? Sorry.
Ozzy, how come you're not going to Halloween Horror Night?
Yeah. Oh, Dan doesn't know yet. I haven't told him.
Oh, Dan, I'm going on
the
train.
Okay, whatever. No, screw you guys.
I got my tickets, and then I asked Todd what day you guys were going, and then he was like, we're going the 20th. I was like, dude, that's the day I'm going.
And I say we should make Ozzy go in and give me a Flesh Wound Radio outing.
Yeah. Ozzy.
There you go.
It's cheap tickets right
now,
bro.
Can we get
back
to wrestling, please?
They're going to have wrestling there. There's a wrestling. Remember when they had wrestling, the Undertaker maze at Halloween Horror Nights?
I told that story.
I remember that. I went through it, and then we made fun of the cane because he didn't have any muscles.
Okay. Well,
did you
to
just
follow
call
up
him
on
the
that,
cane?
To follow up on
the
that,
cane,
the cane
as referring the person referring to the person playing Kane. So in the maze, the cane. Referring to the person playing the character of Kane.
Was it the one outside in the line in the cage?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the one. We were talking shit on him, like, you know, we would. And he was like, all right. He was like trying to fight. He said, meet me outside of the maze. I'm going to fuck you up. We're just laughing.
Whoa. You almost got in a fight with Meth Head Kane?
I want that.
Todd, what would you have done if he like tombstoned your ass, Todd?
It wouldn't have mattered. That's when they sold booze in Halloween Horror Nights.
They do again.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
And
how did I not
smoke,
hear?
They let you smoke wherever the fuck you want too.
Now you're lying.
No, I'm not joking. I fucking tripped out last year. I asked the lady. I was like, "Hey, where's the smoking section?" And she's like, oh, there isn't one. I was like, where the fuck am I supposed to smoke? And she's like, dude, we couldn't, like, control it, so we're just letting people do it wherever.
Yeah, see, that's how it is during haunts. Like, at Halloween Haunt, I used to smoke everywhere because you're walking through smoke machines the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so true. I was like, I had my wheelchair, so I was like a choo-choo train.
I literally have never heard ever. I cannot remember this. I don't know what year this was. I've never heard of an Undertaker maze.
It was the year of the Rob Zombie maze, which was the House of 1,000 Corpses maze. And before Ozzy freaks out, we need to wrap this. It was a WWE maze.
Okay.
It was 2001. The day I found out about the UEW wrestling school opening up here in town, I went to Mike Roman's house and I said, hey, dude, there's a wrestling school here in town. And his mom's like, oh, he's going to see The Undertaker at Universal Studios.
Undertaker Haunted House Exhibit 2000, Universal Studios.
Okay, 2000.
Dude, we'll move
and
on.
I've been in UAW longer than
that?
I thought.
Do you have photos
what?
Of that? Share them. I'm so curious. If you have any photos from that, I know you can't really
I'm
make
sure
image,
there
but...
is online. I know there's videos because there was. They did like
yeah.
a whole parade and Viscera was there, but it was really Viscera.
Oh, wow.
It wasn't like a fat like guy with black face or something.
Might have been Ahmed Johnson. You never know.
He might be there.
But moving on, that is awesome, though. NWA really felt like a breath of fresh air. And I keep forgetting just how good Jim Cornette is on commentary. I prefer him over Jim Ross, even in AEW right now.
Yeah, I can't argue that.
Tony Schiavone is doing really good,
life.
Though.
He is, yes.
Yeah, I
he's even getting
depth.
He hasn't, not at all. I mean, he has been doing MLW, but he had a pretty long off season, basically. I mean, he really didn't do anything with wrestling until
Ozzy
MLW.
I think Ozzy has a counterpoint to that.
Uh-oh.
Really?
As a pro wrestling commentator.
No, because I didn't want to take Ozzy's point, but Ozzy was quick to point out that, but he's been doing his baseball stuff the whole time.
That's true.
Baseball.
Though.
But the point is that they want to present it like a sports product, and he's been commentating sports. So, I mean, I don't understand what's difficult to understand about that.
Well, that's true. I feel after 2 weeks, they've erased all the, you're getting the old WCW guy to do commentary. I haven't heard anybody saying that now. It's like everybody's like, oh, wow. He's pretty good.
The first episode, I will say this. He did reference too much of WCW.
Yeah.
I was all right,
yeah,
bro, we got it. You were in WCW. We got it.
Yeah.
That's not in question here.
A little more limited this week. They did do a Vader reference, but I'm always for that.
I'm waiting for this is the greatest night in professional wrestling history.
Yeah.
That's when you know.
Yeah.
I can't wait to. So and so is going to win the NXT championship tonight on that other station. That'll put butts in seats.
I think they learned their lesson on that one. But
they're
going to
do that on SmackDown. Come on. That's Bischoff's show.
It'll happen. Just to close, though, on NWA.
Well, I read that Bischoff, what his role backstage, literally, this is what I read, is hanging out in catering.
Hey, good work if you
can
get
it. He's done shit since he's been there.
Well, isn't that what he always has done?
Well, they said that, like, the reason he was hired was more, like, to work with the network execs. Who aren't backstage at the show, so he might be doing a little more. I know he already had heat, though, for that.
I found out
terrible...
he's sucking Eric Bischoff's cock, guys.
Who?
Dan.
Oh. Mm.
I'm not sucking Eric Bischoff's cock. He's made a lot of errors over the
Would
years.
Would you suck his cock for $1 million?
That's fucked up.
Oh, because you don't know the answer?
The answer is yes.
We're just going to start calling you Controversy now, because Controversy creates cash. You fucking hooker.
That's fucked up. Todd, you got $1 million. Come on, you to do it.
It's $1 million, dude, I'd do it.
Yeah, we'd all do it. We'd have three.
Fuck that,
Ozzy,
dude. I'd be set for life.
We'd have the WWE would be the greatest wrestling ever.
Wait, so did Ozzy, did you say you would do it?
I don't think it's necessary Ozzy. That I need to pledge my allegiance to such acts.
What the fuck?
You got to find one where he just says yes and no, Todd.
Hey, real quick, NWA, just to close on it, because I had one question.
Okay.
Who the hell did Eli Drake piss off in WWE? Because why is he not there?
Does anyone remember that story? I remember there was an issue. There was something that happened that they turned off the company. Does anyone remember?
I don't.
He was a low-level developmental guy. I mean, so it wasn't – I don't think he was a DeMott guy, though, that had, you know, heat with him. And I don't think he ever said he did. So I don't think it was that. But
well,
how is he not WWE? Not knowing how to use people properly.
Look, you can't even say that's the kind of guy Vince is going to look at and have a hard-on for, blah, blah, blah. Look at poor EC3.
Poor guy.
True, but I think he got buried because of that match with Ambrose, which wasn't his fault. I mean, what did you think was going to happen? But that's more my theory on that one. But, yeah, I don't know. It just doesn't make sense. But let's,
yeah, it says that he his release was due to not getting along with Bill DeMott.
Oh, it wasn't DeMott. All right. Why do you still suffer for Hugh Morris at this point? I mean, that seems like you should move on. Dude made guys put jelly donuts in their ass cheeks and crush them in
maybe,
his face. That
maybe
was
he
what, that was praying.
Maybe he didn't do it.
Maybe.
Is it wrong now? I want donuts.
Wait, did you just ask if it's wrong to make people crush donuts?
No, I said, is it wrong? I want a donut now.
Kind of. Would you do it for $1 million?
Dan wants a saucy donut.
Oh, this has chocolate filling.
See? That's all. Dan didn't know. We're going to talk about it at the end because Dan's mind was blown.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Chocolate
I don't
filling
pay
and donuts?
Yeah, we'll go
yeah.
with that.
Oh, Todd almost made me sick last night. But, yes, AEW. Bob, I got to be honest. I fucking hated week one. I mean, I know, yeah, it got big ratings. I very little that I liked about week
it
one and closing.
Better
on...
than UEW. I say UEW, that too. And WWE.
Someone's going to get beat down for that one.
That's why he's not showing up now.
We'll edit that out.
So I have a similar issue, though, this week, but overall it was a much better show. I still – the inner circle makes no sense to me. None of those guys feel like they belong together. It's just random dudes thrown together. I still don't love that. Jericho's great. Great on the mic, but I don't know. Just feels like a bunch of random dudes around him. And another big issue I had this week, really probably my only other issue, was why is MJF, the perfect heel, a fucking babyface right now? I do not get that.
I think Ozzy brought that up before at the last pay-per-view, too.
Yeah, because he had cut a heel promo, and then he comes out with him in all the Star Trek gear. I mean, I think that's a mistake because he's the strongest heel promo outside of Jericho.
Yeah.
So it was weird
Absolutely.
Hearing him play towards the crowd.
I might even
Unless
put him
gonna
on
fucking
par.
Bait, they're baiting you.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
At a certain point, you know, it's like, okay, well, he's coming out, he's defending him. You can't really do a swerve after that. It's kind of like doing a swerve and joining, and they've done this before, actually, in WCW, ironically, where a guy will turn and, like, join a faction after having a match where he was obviously trying to kill the other two guys. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I don't know. And at this point, he's come out, he's saved everybody. I don't know. It makes no sense. And that's a good plus with NWA. I mean, you definitely know who the heels and the baby faces are. So, that's just my only beef. I mean, I thought this week was pretty good. tag division. They're taking it seriously. I really haven't known. I don't know much about Private Party, but I thought they were impressive. They still kind of have an issue with a lot of guys just not really looking like stars. Sammy Guevara, I don't get it yet. Maybe, you know, he's going to blow my mind at some point, but I don't get it. But this week was good. Other than that, this week was good. I just, Inner Circle, I'm just not, I don't know. I'm not feeling it. I mean, LAX, Sammy Guevara, Jack Swagger, what do they have in common? Ozzy, do you agree with that, or are you into them? I don't know.
It is not Jack Swagger. It is Jake Hagar, which
Jake
I
Hagar.
Immediately, when as soon as he said Hagar, I immediately thought of Final Fight.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to ask, hey, where's Guy and Tony?
I still just don't get.
Oh, Hagar and Cody. Man, that's got to be Halloween. Oh, man, I hope. Bob, you got to agree with me on this. If Cody dressed up as Cody and Jake Hagar dressed up as Hagar from Final Fight, that would be sweet.
Bob's trying to call back. He had a phone issue.
Okay. Maybe Randy Price took him out. You never know.
Whatever.
Yeah, I did enjoy it more. I really did enjoy AEW more this week. I still can't give them a win over NXT, but NXT's one thing I feel like AEW maybe isn't going to do as much as squash matches. This isn't an insult to NXT, but it did feel like just another episode this week. A lot of good wrestling, but it didn't feel like they were like trying to stack the card to beat AEW now. So do you think Vince is ceding Wednesday nights to AEW for the time being?
I'm not sure what you mean.
I think just to let
Just letting NXT be what it's been is what I'm saying. Like, it's not, you know, trying to book every show like a takeover to beat them.
Right.
I don't know. I just thought it was – I was kind of thinking going in we were going to get something similar to last week, that they'd be really pissed about the ratings. Although apparently – USA is very happy with the numbers that NXT was doing.
Well, what did they have in place of it on Wednesday nights?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
That's the point. Like, I don't think they had anything of any significance.
Yeah, I don't know what's on USA now. That Chris Lee dude's going to jail, so I feel like we don't have a whole lot. Of all the people to go to jail, oh, God. Angel, XPW legend Angel would do better in prison than Crisley would. But, I don't know. I'm hoping I get a little more excited about AEW. I'm not quite there yet, but I did have fun week two. But... who won the war this week for you guys? What was the better show, NXT or AEW?
For me, it was AEW because of the way they continued off and the main event match. I thought it was kind of odd having Jericho and Guevara not come out as the in one entrance if they're supposed to be a faction. Other than that, the stuff happening at the end. I do think that the Young Bucks, maybe it's nitpicky, that the Young Bucks should have been in their street clothes because they wrestled the first match. Why are they still in their gear? Like, they in theory, would be sweaty and gross. Like, anyway. But in terms of like advancing storylines, like I want to see what happens next week. They did a good job setting up the main event, so I'm more excited to see next week. Whereas, like, I don't know, it seemed like another NXT, like you were saying. Like, it wasn't bad, but I'm more excited to see AEW next week than I am NXT.
Okay. Well, that's a good sign. Did you guys notice, and I shouldn't say they lied, but I believe they did. Did you notice when I think it was Jim Ross, called out that Nick Jackson was 30 years old. And if I'm not mistaken, aren't the Bucks getting more towards their late 30s? Not that that's old anymore, but I was like, did he just lie about his age to sort of protect the name? I don't know if any of you caught that.
I did not catch that in commentary.
I'd like to go back and see. I thought that was kind of fun. I could be wrong. Maybe he is. I know one. Maybe he's the younger brother, but.
No. He called it. He definitely said that, but I think that age might be right. I'm looking it up.
Well, then, not as old as I thought. I thought the Bucks
were. No, okay. Yeah. Nick was 89, so that would make him about to turn 30. And.
Oh, really? All right.
Matt is 85.
Okay. Well, I can't do old jokes anymore. I thought they were in their late 30s. Shit, they've been around a long time, but...
They have, but they were doing it since they were teenagers.
Oh, yeah, that's true, too. So, all right, that's my bad. I just thought that was kind of funny because I was like, wait, no, they're like 36 or so. But, yeah, no, hey, wrestling's exciting again. It's all good. And they were better than last week. So, hey, looking forward to what we get next. All right. So we had a question that I thought was interesting. And factions are something that are always hot when done right. But there have been a lot of missed opportunities. And I was asked, what do you think are some of the most underrated factions in wrestling history? Anywhere, not just WWE. I have my answer, and Todd, I don't know if you'd agree or not, but the Triad. Do you remember WCW, the Jersey Triad?
I do, actually. Wow, I've forgotten about them.
And they had a run. DDP, Canyon, who I was a huge fan of, never got his due, and Bam Bam Bigelow. I'm big fan of all three of those guys, and they actually had a pretty good run. I believe they had some good stuff with the Filthy Animals, Todd's favorite WCW faction. Yeah, if you're a younger fan and you want to go back on the network, I highly recommend checking that out. I actually, again, WCW did some good stuff, and that was one of it. Ozzy, do you have a faction that you feel was overlooked?
Man.
Oh. Thought we lost Ozzy, too.
No.
No, just Bob. Bob, I don't know what happened to Bob.
He got caught on the phone and had to get
the raccoon.
Todd, you want to go? You want to take this one right
now? I don't know. I'm trying to think. Underrated. Why don't you give us some other examples, Dad? Because I can't think of any that.
Oh, well, I mean, I don't know if it was. I don't know if you could really call them underrated, but like a group that I thought that could have been bigger was the Brood. I thought the Brood could have been like a bigger deal, but instead the Ministry of Darkness usurped them, and that was that. I think it was because Gangrel wasn't that great on the mic, but if he was, if he was better on the mic, they would have been like, they could have, you know, like New Day, you know, but like actually been a presence.
I agree, and it's weird because I want to say Gangrel, Edge, and Christian were only together for maybe a year, if that. They really were not together that long before they split them. And it's a shame because I actually always liked Gangrel. I felt they could have done a lot more with him than what they did. But unfortunately, it wasn't meant to be. That's a good pick. I will throw out another one, and this is very, very old school, so I don't know if you guys will remember it clearly. But anybody remember the Varsity Club?
Yeah. I remember the second run, too.
Nobody talks about it.
And the second run. Don't forget the second run.
Not yet, 99 to 2000, I want to say, around that. That's when nobody was really paying attention to WCW, unfortunately. But, they had an amazing run. I mean, Mike Rotunda, who unfortunately is always kind of just remembered for being IRS, but what an underrated worker. I think X-Pac actually has put him over quite a bit when he first got his big break. He said he worked a lot with the Rotunda and learned a lot. But, Kevin Sullivan-led faction Rick Steiner. And, it was – they did some really good stuff. I'm trying to think of specific matches, but I recommend you go look at Great American Bash 1988, I believe it was. Don't shoot me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure that was the one where they had a really good payoff to a feud. Those are some of my picks. The Brood's a good one because it's hard to keep them together.
It's hard to define underrated because I'll say the Triple Threat in ECW. I just forgot it. Damn it. The Dangerous Alliance. Apparently I'm a Paul Heyman mark if you didn't get that part yet. Okay. The Enterprise in XPW, is that better?
There you go, Todd. How do you not mention the Enterprise? You know what really chaps me? They had the perfect opportunity to do another Dangerous Alliance at one point. When Heyman was kind of working with Cesaro, and then they just fucking dropped it. Like, Brock's back, so they just kind of dropped it. I'm like, God, you could have done so much to make a couple other guys. Built to a Cesaro-Brock match would just be off the charts. It's probably one of the best possible matches for Brock. There's some for you guys. Like I said, if you really weren't watching back then, go check out some Varsity Club stuff. It's a great, great run.
On that note, do we want to take our break?
Absolutely. Oh, Todd, real quick, though, before you do, how did you not reference sex? Sports Entertainment Extreme. I mean, come on, Todd. That's your favorite.
Yeah, no.
All right, bro. Go to break.
All right. Yeah, bro. Calm down, Ozzy. We weren't talking to you.
Now,
no, bro, for
I wasn't. Hey, no, it's fine. Bro doesn't piss me off.
What the fuck?
We'll be back in about 4.5.
Wait.
Misery.
And we are back.
We are back.
Why do you? You know I always do that, Dan. And then you say we are back. So why are you trying to steal my thunder?
In tandem there, Todd.
First things first. I know I don't want to aggravate Ozzy more than I already do, but I just saw that Shiloh Greaves posted a statement about his match on Facebook. Did you see this, Ozzy?
No.
Oh, well, he did, so you can go look at it. I mean, nothing. Yeah. So I know everyone's thrilled about this. Hopefully, you find out why it's happening by next week's show.
I think he's going to get fucked up. That's going to be a brutal match.
I hope he gets hit in the head with the ladder.
There you go. So he needs the
Ozzy,
boss man in off.
Are we going to need to hold you back from getting in that rank?
No, you're not.
I know. Ozzy is a professional. I kid.
It doesn't count when it's that son of a bitch, Todd. Come on. You get a free pass.
Well, we got to keep an eye on Delaney, too.
There you go. Hey, we all remember when Jim Ross started kicking the shit out of people with Dr. Death. Now, that was too short-lived. I loved that. And then it was just stopped, and I was like, oh, God damn.
But then we had Oklahoma with Dr. Death right after.
Yeah.
That was so fucked up. I don't even mean the Oklahoma part, that Dr. Death did it.
That WCW at that point was just getting their ass handed to them. But that was probably the lowest of the low during the Monday Night Wars. I mean, especially the way he was like he was doing his face and everything. It was just like, oh, my God, this is fucking mean. That's nothing like dumping a belt in a trash can. That was like, ooh, God. But so cringeworthy that it backfired on him, unfortunately. All right, so we got to talk Hell in a Cell. So going into Hell in a Cell, we had three matches announced up until, I guess, the day of, I believe it was. There was some stuff, and then the pre-show basically built all of these matches, which was a very WCW sold-out kind of move. Kind of going in, it felt like, yeah, we don't give a shit about this pay-per-view. But yet, despite all of that, I thought it was going to be a big night because of the main event. Which I think everybody was excited for. I think we probably all thought we were going to get a new champion in that one. I don't have a lot to say about the rest of the card. I mean, it was what it was. There was nothing bad. I mean, Chad Gable, Baron Corbin, good match. But, you know, it was obvious that they didn't care. They announced it all last minute. There was no push for Hell in a Cell on TV, really, that week, aside from the main. So, yeah, you get to the main. I thought the crowd was actually very good for the most part. They were pretty hot for a throw-together pay-per-view. And then they give us that fucking finish. Oh, my God. I have a lot of ranting to do about this because, believe it or not, there were at least a few people I know that didn't have an issue with it. Ozzy, what did you think about the Hell in a Cell main event and the finish? I thought it was just a missed opportunity.
It was a waste. It would felt more like a WWE Network special as opposed to a pay-per-view.
Mm.
Is there really any difference?
No, I just said that to trigger you.
Oh, okay. Well, it didn't trigger me.
Oh, no, it didn't? Okay.
No.
All right.
I'm a professional. I don't get triggered.
No, it's true. Yeah, of course.
You're right.
I thought it was garbage.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I apologize if anybody... but whatever. I didn't like it. He stopped the match during Hell in a Cell. Like, I mean,
mm-hmm.
Undertaker threw Mick Foley off a cage.
that match continued. You know,
oh, yeah.
Like
after this pay-per-view, I'm done with Hell in a Cell as a pay-per-view. I'm not saying they should never do a Cell match again, but for the most part, I think the Usos' New Day is the one exception, but for the most part, it just really hasn't been a particularly good Hell in a Cell match in some time now. And nothing that really felt like, oh, these guys want to murder each other. And this, I thought this was going to be it. And I know some people that liked it are just saying, well, yeah, but look, he practically murdered the Fiend and he kept coming back. And I get that, but here's the thing. The Fiend never really did anything particularly traumatic or brutal to Seth in that match at all. And he spent a good chunk of it just getting the shit kicked out of him. It was not the way to book that match. Yes, I know it ended with the Fiend on top with the claw, but it was just horrible booking. Horrible, horrible booking. And like I told Todd, it's fucked up to say it, but Vince needs to go to that retirement home now. I think I said Vince needs to die, but I was being a little dramatic.
You can say XFL needs to take off, because wishing death upon someone for bad wrestling booking is pretty fucking marquee. I'll play devil's advocate because...
Ooh.
No, I didn't like it. I just think they booked themselves into a corner. I don't think it was time to put the belt on The Fiend yet. But they didn't have an option.
They couldn't have done it, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I don't agree with not putting the belt on him yet. I agree with not putting the belt on him yet, but I don't agree with the way it was done.
There were there were options. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, there's any number of people you could have put with the Fiend. I feel like, again, they're making the same mistake they made his last run, because everybody's, like, compared him to, you know, Jake Roberts or, you know, Undertaker, although Taker, of course, had the belt, but is somebody who doesn't need a belt. But, you know, he's just taking off in this character, hottest thing in the company right now, and you have him just get the shit kicked out of him and do a fit. I mean, and what's even worse, it really wasn't a DQ finish, because I took it more as he beat him to the point that he couldn't move, and Seth won that match. Again, doesn't make any sense, but that felt like a ref stoppage, which to me means the Fiend is, you know, beaten already in his second match on TV. That's horrible. I mean, that's just inconceivable that they did that. I was just in awe. And it wasn't the only bad booking decision. Now, you may disagree with me on this one, but Kofi Kingston Brock, we all knew what was going to happen, but what was the point in him just beating him in 5 seconds or whatever it was like he did? It felt like, yeah, these last however many months meant nothing. He's not on par with Brock. And there you go. I mean, are they even planning a redemption storyline for Kofi? I don't get doing it that way. I figured we'd get like a 7-8 minute match similar to other Brock stuff, and that would have been it. But to beat him the way he did, I think it really devalued him. What do you think, Ozzy?
I agree. It kind of threw away everything they built up for the past few months.
It really did. I mean, I would have been fine. I mean, we all knew he was going to lose, so I would have been fine. Just a good match. You know, he loses the belt. A lot of people have lost to Brock. I don't think that in and of itself kills him, but I don't know.
You can still put somebody over and lose the match.
Absolutely.
Or rather,
you can
still put somebody over and have them lose the match. It's fine. It happens. Look at Austin. WrestleMania 13, he was the loser of that match.
Yeah. Yes. That's the best example. That match, oh, my God. I remember watching that as a kid and just being, like, in awe of just the emotion that they captured. And just, I was like, this dude is the biggest fucking badass on the planet. I can't think of a recent example of them pulling that off very well. They always try, but it just feels like now they just have issues capturing that magic of getting over in a loss. But, yeah, I mean, I don't get it, especially with AEW right now, why they would be giving ammunition to the internet wrestling community. Well, all fans in general. I don't think anybody in their right mind liked that. But, all right, so this one I'm curious. Cain Velasquez, obviously, I don't know if it's been officially announced yet, but I guess going to be the main event for the Crown Jewel, I guess they're calling it again this year. Thumbs up or thumbs down? See, I'm really hoping this isn't going to be a theme now that Fox is going to bring in. Like, again, I know people know. I know Cain Velasquez. But I only know him because he's the guy that beat Brock. So that does make sense to me somewhat. I'm like, as long as they don't do something insane like putting the belt on Cain Velasquez, I'm content with it. There's a story there. But who the fuck is Tyson Fury? I don't know who that is.
Well, before we do that,
two shits.
I want to talk about the first one first. See, I know the name kind of. I don't know anything other than they told me he beat Brock. My biggest issue is if you're like me and don't know who the fuck it is, like, all right, who's this fucking flabby dude fucking beating up Brock Lesnar? That's all I see.
I had I saw a couple people posting that Tito Ortiz signs with WWE, and I'm like, no,
that would be awesome.
That's
that's who they thought it was.
When he first was at the entranceway, I was like, no, that's not. Then he came through, and I could tell it wasn't him. So I get
quite
that.
A bit bigger than Tito, I believe.
Yeah.
Hey,
see,
Tito's fighting Alberto Del Rio.
I saw.
So he does have a match with the wrestler.
But are they wrestling
in general? No, not a wrestling match. It's an MMA, but you can see that. I think Del Rio is getting the shit kicked out of him in that one. But
I don't know. Del Rio did that before signing with WWE too.
He did, but I don't think he's ever on
a got
Tito
the
or Keith level.
No, he did MMA.
MMA. Yeah, he did
no,
for a
was,
little,
was,
but
it was a joke.
No, okay.
Maybe
well,
by
it's,
Cage, I don't know.
Because Dan said he's going to get the shit kicked out of him, and then Todd said that's what he used to do before coming to or before getting signed. So it sounded like you were confirming that he used to get the shit kicked out of him.
Well,
his entire life.
He's Mexican, so I'm sure he's got it happen a few times.
I don't know if that has to do with anything.
I saw some funny posts, too.
You don't get it.
He was coming
you don't
down.
Get it, Ozzy, because you're not Mexican.
We've got a lot of this MMA right now, though. I mean, Ken Shamrock's wrestling Moose at Bound for Glory, as random as that sounds. But, yeah, no, I saw one post when he came down. It's like, did Brock, like, steal his cheeseburger or something? Who's this fat dude? But, again, if it's a one-off for this terrorist show that, you know, kind of feels like a standalone anyways, hey, he beat Brock. I guess it helps Brock to get his win back. But, shit, the way the booking is right now, I could see Cain Velasquez literally winning that belt. I could see it.
For maybe no we'll see him more than Brock.
You probably would. I mean, he was
the champion.
Mm-hmm.
If he does not become champion by defeating Brock, at least for a few minutes, he'll be the 24/7 champion.
There you go.
I'm guaranteeing you, we're gonna get a Saudi prince 24/7 champion.
Really? So I know this is gonna sound ridiculous, and Todd, you're gonna be like, "Oh, that sounds entertaining." I'm surprised you said something like that.
I can already tell it's gonna lay it down, Ozzy. We got 15 minutes.
Imagine somebody comes up, whoever the 24/7 champion is. Comes up to Cain Velasquez, you know, in the middle of an interview. And Cain Velasquez just looks at them. And then they immediately just lie on the ground out of fear and put his foot over their chest and submit the title just by him looking at them. Like Drake Maverick.
But then how does he get it back?
That would be pretty
funny. I don't like it. It's the wrong kind of
entertainment. What do you mean, how does he get it back? How does Drake Maverick get it back?
How does someone get the belt off him?
That's what I will pick up. I think that would be entertaining as hell because you get all of these, like, insane, like, attempts. Like, you know, Drake Maverick's trying to...
Yeah, I don't like it.
To, like, I don't know, hit him with a chair while he's on the crapper or something. You know, because it's like you have to... Can you imagine just backstage for, like, 3 months or something? You've got... jobbers coming up and just getting the shit kicked out of him by Cain Velasquez. He'll be like the first like dude that actually holds the belt.
Wait a second.
I like it.
Okay. This is how, I mean, this is going to sound ridiculous, but after the match with Brock, he's getting worked on at the trainer's room or beforehand, and he's getting his hamstring worked out. And then it's Drake Maverick that actually is working out on it or working him as massage, whatever. So there's a moment where he, like, has to tie him down for something. I don't know. Like, something of that degree where, like, he's in disguise as a massage someone or whatever. Physical therapist. There it is. Trainer. Physical trainer? Athletic trainer.
There you go.
Thank you.
I would.
Trainer. And, yeah. That's, it sounds ridiculous, but whatever.
It's the best way to use
it. Not like
I mean
it's not somebody doing UITV in the woods, but you know.
Oh. Well, since Ozzy wants to talk shit, I'm just gonna go ahead and say it. Looks like Randy.
What are you talking about?
It looks like Randy
talking shit.
It looks like Randy Price went and shared some video from behind the scenes of UITV.
Oh. We'll have to check that out. But Kane,
Ozzy, you may not want to watch it. I know I'm gonna share it on my Facebook, but
Wow. You may not want to see it. You tagged me.
I didn't tag you.
Oh, this is cool. Right.
I haven't shared it yet. I just know what Randy shared.
Oh, I haven't shared it yet.
Well, I'm going to share it.
Of course you're going to share it.
I'm not saying I'm not.
Because you're an a-hole.
I'm not even going
to
respond to this.
I don't know what
you're
talking about. This is insider stuff, God damn it. You're confusing
me.
Then
you better have a talk with your boy then.
He's not my boy.
God damn it, I don't know what's going on.
I already know the hashtag I'm putting, too. You should, too.
All right. So, Cain Velasquez, do you think there's any chance? I mean, he has, had that little AAA thing he did. Any chance that he's a legit star? You know, that we're bitching, but he's going to be a Brock-level star? Is there any possibility?
Really, it's tough because it depends how he can. I mean, I don't think it's going to happen because Brock came up being trained, like, in the system of WWE before, you know, having any sort of career in UFC, whereas Cain Velasquez had a career in UFC. So I'm just hoping the transition's smoother than Ronda Rousey's, but he's not kind of the guy that, he's the guy that just naturally looks tough and isn't going to have a smile on his face most of the time. So he has that advantage, unlike Rousey, where she'd smile on her way down to the ring, no matter who was in the ring, no matter what feud she was in. And then she would put on the big, bad wrestler face when the bell rang. So I don't think you're going to get that with him. He just needs to look like Cain Velasquez going down to the ring. No acting required.
Just I'm going
to
murder
Schwarzenegger
someone.
And the Terminator.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it'll actually be a fun match. Because at least it's not going to be the typical Brock bullshit. I don't see them bringing Kane in to be destroyed. Again, he should absolutely lose the match. But although I want to see more Dominic bumps. That was just so... I want to see Dominic and Mysterio ref bump and then just see them each take like 20 suplexes. The only thing that sucks about it is I thought it was going to be Mysterio Brock, and I would love to get the live reaction of Todd if they let Mysterio pin Brock Lesnar. That would be on the board, Todd. It would have to be. I couldn't even mimic what would come out of your mouth if Mysterio got a clean pinfall over Brock.
Okay.
You stop watching WWE.
I barely do at this point. It's torture. It's homework now.
TV's still been better.
But it's not
I'm
good.
I'm still going to be positive. TV hasn't been bad. That's what was ironic.
But it
after
hasn't
Hell
been
in a
good.
Cell, I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah, well,
it hasn't
Todd,
been great.
Here's the thing. So, I'm sorry. Nearby, there was a hometown buffet. It closed, and it reopened as a Golden Corral. Not great, but it's better than hometown buffet.
Or I could just go to neither.
Is it? I've been to Golden Corral. People fucking love Golden Corral, and I'm like, I maybe it's just the one I've been to, but
they're both pretty
dry ass food. Yeah, it's not. Everybody's like, oh, I want to go to Golden Corral on the weekend. I'm like, God,
did you
why?
Know they have a
There's
Sizzler buffet now?
Places.
Or did you know they have a lunch Sizzler buffet? Did you know that, Ozzy?
Sizzler's pretty much dead. Do you still have one?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? I was just at Sizzler last Saturday.
Did you know they have a lunch buffet?
Uh-huh.
Did you know they have a lunch buffet?
They've always had a salad bar. What's the difference?
Okay, no, I didn't know they did. Now me and Dan are going to go without you.
Why are you going to be a dick?
Well, it's during the week. I don't know how you do it anyway. Maybe we'll do the breakfast buffet with Dan.
Why not? We can do it. I haven't been through
it. Over.
No, not there. I was actually saying Bob's. We should do the El Torito one. They have waffles that are just as good.
Well, are you sure?
Sizzler.
I have had the champagne brunch, and they have delicious waffles.
What if they just that one time? What if they change owners? Bob's Big Boy is guaranteed.
It's a risk I'm willing to take.
We went there, the last time. I have not been to a Sizzler legit, over 15 years. There's not a lot of them left. You guys are lucky because...
I know. Ozzy closed all the Marie calendars out here.
God damn it, Todd. Shut up.
Well, Mark Sizzler down, that would be interesting. I used to go there all the time as a kid, but, God, it's been forever. All right, so I suppose we must talk about the one
quickly
thing before we go
the
home. Yeah, I know. We got, like, 5 minutes.
Oh, Todd's got to get a movie.
I thought you were lying, Todd. Like, Todd brought this up to me the other day.
Oh, did you?
I did,
wait,
and you weren't
hold
lying.
On. Hold on. Let me just do it now. I gotta find M.
The hell?
Well, I gotta
find
the clip.
You play it all the time, God.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. So last night,
I dropped
Shotzi Blackheart, who I'm a fan of, and most of you will remember, if you're not familiar with her work on the Indies, she was on the Evolve show on the WWE Network. And, well, apparently reports are that she signed with WWE. So congrats. I think she's a really good pickup if that's true. So Todd brought up, he's like, I'm surprised. I'm trying to use exactly how you said it, Todd. I'm surprised they signed her with all that shit stuff. And
no,
I think
no.
I took it like
I'm
in my
said,
head. Is,
I was saying I'm surprised they signed her with all the pictures of her shit she sold.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah, and it confused me. I was like, well, wait a minute. I know you're not allowed to, like, sell merchandise. That's what got Hebner fired famously. But I'm like, wait a minute. She wasn't under any development deal. I would have heard that because I actually follow her a little bit. And I was like, she should – what would she be selling? I thought you meant like at the Evolve show or something. Like maybe she was trying to hawk 8x10s, although I would still think she'd be exempt not being under contract. And it took a few times because you kept saying shit. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, I mean, I don't understand you most of the time.
I think I had
doo
doo.
But. And you said that, and then I was like, wait, shit? As in fecal matter? What are you talking about? And then I think you made me think she did like some sort of weird German erotica.
No, that was you. See, this is Dan adding it all in. A
well,
fan
message. Go directly to
a
there,
fan
you know?
A fan messenger that they wanted to buy pictures of her shit. She said fuck it and sold her pictures of her shit and posted about it on Facebook. But, hey, if you hit me up like, hey, can I buy some pictures of your shit? I would be like, all right.
I cannot believe
I have to ask
that she
for
did that.
A $5 Starbucks card in advance to help the process.
Are you hearing about this for the first time? Because I had no idea, and I thought it was bullshit because I was like, beautiful woman. And then the kicker, when I looked this up, she was selling pictures of this for $5.
Yeah.
For $5. That's fucking weird. I feel like WWE didn't know about this.
No, I'm sure they vet everybody now.
Yeah.
After all that's going on, I'm sure they knew. Because it came up during a, like, so... I don't remember when exactly.
Were you aware of it?
It was, well, yeah, because so every few weeks or every two times a week, I'll look up some weird news articles for whatever, right? Just because I like weird news. And it showed up on one of the sites that professional wrestlers sell photos of feces for money.
Yeah, what the fuck? I mean, what do they say to her in the locker room right now? I mean,
they give her props. If everyone on that roster could sell pictures of their shit for $5, they'd all be doing it.
Well, dude, are you kidding? Are you just saying just the roster? I think anybody in this planet, you tell them that story, they'd be like, bravo, bravo. You are shitting money.
I'm not doing that for $5. No, sorry, guys. I don't
care.
But
your shit anyway.
You're a big fan of the show. Yeah, but $5 fucking.
But you're
not at all. You wouldn't at all be weirded out.
Wait a second. Okay, fine, Dan. What do you think your shit's worth? Well, if we can't, like, you know, for the record, just state that Dan believes his photos of his shit are worth more than $5.
Yeah. What makes your shit worth?
Hey, I don't think it's worth anything. It's shit. God damn it. But yeah, all right.
But you won't
there's
sell
a number.
It for five,
sure.
Sell photos of it for $5. You said
hey,
that's
some
too low.
Weirdo says
what's not
$100?
What's just right?
All
right,
I guess
$100.
Sure.
You're gonna charge $100
then
for photos of your shit.
So you're just
well,
shitting
fuck,
away
I mean,
$40 every
otherwise.
Week. You're shitting away like $40 minimum every week. That's
$100?
Like $100.
Are you serious? Fucked up. Are you serious? You'd sell like $100. Some guy said, or some person, someone said, "Hey, how much if you took a photo of your shit? How much do you want for it?" And you would say $100. Is that correct?
I feel like I would punch the person in the face.
What if it was
a
woman?
To be perfectly honest.
What if a
I
woman
feel like
asked
I would punch, Dan? I feel like I would punch a bitch in the face. There you go. I'm not backing off that.
Really?
Equal rights and left.
Okay.
Burn
I don't
say.
Think you would.
Doo-doo, bro.
$5. So you're not – I don't know her personally, but I would just ask. You're not weirded out at all that anybody that probably bought that is whacking off like some weird old middle-aged – German dude in his basement is probably whacking off to that shit. Because why else would you do that? Why else would you buy it?
Yeah, but you know what? Here's the thing. You or I do that, it doesn't matter. She does that. Oh, shit. There's that chick that sold photos of her shit. Bravo. Like, how does that not get someone over?
Right.
It's
brilliant.
You think they're going to incorporate it into a storyline? Like, just have her, like, light a bag on fire during, like, someone she's beautiful.
They should. Otherwise, they're wasting, they're leaving money on the table.
I just want the Billy Madison line. I don't know, Lacey Evans steps in it, and it's like, it's poop again. That's what they have to do if they're going to do it. The flaming bag gimmick. And it ends up being revealed as Shotzi. Perfect way to debut her, feud with Lacey Evans. Money. There you go.
Not actually like
I'm
that.
Just going to say, Todd, I'm not into her anymore. As a worker, I am, but that is fucking disgusting. I'm not into her anymore. She just.
So for all women's safety, sell at least one picture of your shit and you
second.
Get rid of Dan.
Wait, exactly. Dan, are you saying you're like off that now because... You realize that she's shit? Because that's what it's telling
she's
you.
She's off the list. She
what,
is off
so,
the list.
What would
Derek
be worse?
Because she sells her shit?
What
she
would
sells,
be worse,
she
Dan?
She sells her shit by the seashore? Is that what
yes.
she's sending you?
Okay, so what's worse? Her selling pictures of her shit or covered in spaghetti sauce?
Oh, damn it, Todd.
Oh, that's hilarious. That's late.
I would say
mean,
the shit.
Ladies
actually,
and gentlemen, if you're listening to this and are unaware, Dan cannot stand. Is it just pasta sauce, food on somebody's face? So they have to
food,
understand
sir,
the humor
food.
Behind this because
yeah,
I mean, this is going to be future reference.
I have a phobia. It's fucking, yeah. But no, still, I'd say the shit. I mean, I can, like, all right, I'm not saying, like, all right, I'm dating Shotzi in some alternate universe. I feel like I'm too good for her now. But stop fucking laughing, Todd. I'm the most eligible bachelor in Atlanta, Todd. God damn it. But
did everyone in Atlanta die?
Oh man. I'm dizzy.
Fuck you, Todd.
I'm dizzy.
Fuck you, Todd. But anyway,
holy Toledo.
If I could
wow.
fart right now, I so would, just so Dazzy would have a mini stroke. Even the thought of it, see? Look at him go.
It's fucked up.
I apologize.
It's fucked up. I just couldn't. I mean, I'm not saying
who
I wouldn't eat her if spaghetti sauce were on her face. I just explained that that's not cool. It's, you know, just don't do it again.
I don't think I'd ever get that image. Just don't do it again. Or all the squirrels were over. We're done. We're through. That is where I put my foot down, and I ignore your drop, Todd.
That's just rude.
I just couldn't get the other out of my head. I couldn't get it out of my head, and it would be a problem. It would just bug me. I'd just be like, well, why? I mean, I know it's tough being an indie wrestler, but, I mean, $5, you're going to pleasure some sweaty weirdo that's into that. I don't know. It would bother me.
Well, on that note,
Shotzi could greet me buck naked, and I think I'd have to be like, no, sorry, no, can't.
Well, I don't know about that.
Dude, I don't think I could. I'm dead serious.
I know that there's something wrong with you more than we already know.
I like the fucking perverts on the dark web.
I know you're honestly believing that you believe what you believe, but if it came down to it and push came to shove and it happened, I don't think you would turn anything down. That is not happening.
Thank you, Ozzy.
So, to that I say, shut the fuck up. Because you know what, Dan? If I heard what had happened and you went through with that, I would do things that would have me executed in 13 countries. You have no idea, Dan. That is selfish. Ridiculous. And then
you're a shot.
I haven't even gotten started as to what I'm going to do to your hat.
Well,
I'm just.
Well, save it. You will get to see the hat
Nobody does anything, Dan.
In 9 days. 9 days, you'll get to see that hat.
Yes. UEW Hellbound, get your tickets. This
Wrap
is going to be
up.
A really good show. This is UEW's WrestleMania, and if you're only going to see one, see this. It's always a hot crowd, but I think, well, with all of us here, if you've listened to the shows, we will all be there. So say hi. And like I always say on Fleshwood Radio, even if you're not a wrestling fan, which of course you should be if you're listening to this, you will still have a blast. UEW is like nothing else. We say it. It's a true alternative. And I'm still going to say much, much better than AEW and way, way better than WWE right now. You will have a blast. It's a stacked card. And if Shotzi Blackheart's music hits, I am getting the fuck out of there. I'm going to run so fucking fast.
She runs out, though. She might catch you.
Yeah, well, she's booked up now, so I don't think I have to worry about that. But, yeah. Now I'm sick again, Todd. That's just fucking nasty. It's in my head. I can't.
At least it's not in your mouth.
Oh, God.
All right. On that note, we will be back when we're back. We will have some specials coming up. You'll see us. We'll do some videos. All right. Till next time.
Everything in L.A. now.
Oh.
Go ahead, Dan. Say it again.
What?
Go ahead and say it. I'm not cutting you off.
Oh.
God damn it, Dan.
We'll be in L.A. Every show will be in L.A. now.
I'm going to set a Bible next to your ass.